Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The weather website up there is weather.utexas.edu. Simple enough. Folks, this is Thursday morning, the third day of March 2022. These are my audio weather thoughts as we finish up the weekend, head into your weekend. Well, we've had that cooler air in place. It started all last week with the overrunning pattern and unseasonably cold temperatures. We've begun to warm up just a bit. The surface high pressure that was overhead of Texas has now shifted to the east. And remember, that high pressure has a clockwise wind flow around it. So once you move it over into the lower Mississippi Valley and the southeastern U.S., we're back to more of a southerly wind here, and while it is slow to become established, it is becoming more established now. We've had quite a few high-level clouds over the area since yesterday, but today it looks like, at least looking out the window at mid-morning, mid and late morning, looks like plenty of sunshine in store today under a partly cloudy sky. We're going to continue to see, though, with that southerly wind becoming reestablished, the return of low-level moisture into the area. This morning, we saw some low clouds to our distant south and southeast. That'll advance more to the north-northwest overnight tonight, much more so by Friday night into Saturday morning, and also Saturday night into Sunday morning, and even Sunday night as well. What we're doing is setting the stage for a pair of upper-level disturbances. One, both of them out over the Pacific right now. They're going to come into the southwest U.S. as they do so. As I always tell you, the surface conditions here in Texas begin to react to that. And as a result, that begins to pull moisture northward. We're going to see the late return to late night and early morning low clouds across the area, and also some patchy fog. Not even surprised we saw a little light drizzle out of the low clouds in the morning, maybe over the next couple of days as well. So when those upper air disturbances, they'll pass well to the north of us, though. They're taking the best lift to the north. But it is going to allow at the surface a pretty strong cold front to come south into Texas over the weekend and finally move southeast of the I-35 corridor in the Austin area sometime about sunrise on Monday morning. I don't see much between now and Sunday, but by the time we get to Sunday night into early Monday, there'll be more abundant lift in the atmosphere. The atmosphere will be more unstable. Now, again, the best lift's going to pass north of us, so are we going to see real high rain chances? Probably not. I think we could see a little light rain first thing Sunday morning out of the low clouds, and then a better chance of showery or even thunderstorm weather once we get into late Sunday night and Monday as the cold front goes through. Temperatures will go from being borderline unseasonably warm across the area, highs probably pretty close to 80 on Sunday, back to below average with some clouds and maybe in a few sprinkles persisting back in the cooler air once the cold front passes early Monday morning. That is liable to last all the way into Tuesday and Wednesday. A slim chance of a sprinkle through that period, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Highs back to the 60s, lows back to the 40s for South Central Texas. National Weather Service 8 to 14 day outlook. You want to take a look at the outlook courtesy of the National Weather Service and their Climate Prediction Center. Beyond the 7 day forecast, suggests that we will see temperatures just about average for this time of year in that 8 to 14 day period, with precipitation below average. Friends, those are my audio weather thoughts. It's Thursday, the third day of March 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and, of course, the text forecast on the website again on Friday morning. Hope you enjoy your Thursday.